Hello, and welcome to Missouri Environment. I'm Sebastian Martinez. It's just before dawn in southwest Missouri, and the outermost rays of the sun are just starting to reach across a dazzling array of wildflowers carpeting the shallow valley that runs along County Road 2120 near Mount Vernon. Crickets and cicadas are in full voice, interrupted only by the piercing call of dick sissels who nest in the thickets of sumac that dot the grassland. It's a misty August morning, and I'm watching the sunrise over one of Missouri's last remaining prairies, Lindens Prairie in Lawrence County. Lindens Prairie is one of almost two dozen tracts owned by the Missouri Prairie Foundation, which manages and maintains more than 3,300 acres of prairie across the state, along with some 60,000 acres managed by the Department of Conservation and other groups. These scattered plots are the only surviving pockets of an ecosystem that once covered more than 15 million acres of Missouri. Even immersed in the majesty of the sunrise over Lindens Prairie, there are reminders, the constant drone of Interstate 44, the ever-present tree line, that this is a fragmented landscape. Preserving these fragments is why the Prairie Foundation first came into existence more than 50 years ago, just as prairie was vanishing at an alarming rate.
You know, after World War II, we had an acceleration of tools to accelerate agricultural development. It became easier to convert land, original habitat, into cropland.
That's Carol David, the executive director of the Missouri Prairie Foundation.
Biologists were noticing this, but felt like there wasn't enough being done and felt that we needed an independent organization to really elevate the cause of prairie conservation.
The foundation set about buying remnant prairie all over the state and has since expanded its mission to include educating private landowners about prairie management and native plants. It's important work, David stresses, with a number of benefits, both economic and psychological.
We know that natural habitats is really important to our mental and emotional health and well-being. And native plants are integral to sustaining those kinds of habitats.
With the hum of music in the background, I caught up with David at the second ever Missouri Prairie Festival, a benefit concert to raise money for the foundation.
Organized by a group called EMAP, it stands for Environmental Music and Arts Project, and it is the brainchild of some folks here in St. Louis.
Specifically, it's the brainchild of Kevin Kaler.
I am a musician, a sound engineer, and a environmental activist.
Kaler has been a part of the St. Louis music scene for more than a decade as a member of the band Illphonics. He says a couple years ago he realized his musical experience and connections could help serve his passion for the environment.
It just so happened that I had already done one event for the Missouri Prairie Foundation back in June of 2016, and I was like, well, conserving prairie land is probably one of the most important things we can do to even save the earth as we know it.
On top of the eight different musical groups on the bill for the festival, there were also panel discussions of environmental issues, as well as workshops on conservation and sustainable food. Last year's festival brought in $2,000 for the Missouri Prairie Foundation, and Kaler plans to grow the festival in the future. The money from that festival will add to the Prairie Foundation's budget, which David hopes to use to acquire more land in the coming year.
We're very fortunate to receive a fairly large grant to purchase prairie, so we're hoping to purchase some more land in southwestern Missouri.
Back on the prairie, the bright red flowers of royal catchfly plants combine with the vibrant yellows of sunflower and coreopsis, forming a vivid tapestry of color in the early morning light. That's it for this week's episode of Missouri Environment. Thanks for joining us. You can find this story and more, as well as links to learn more about prairie, on our website at kbia.org. I'm Sebastian Martinez.